Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Adam Spillane, John Lopez with you from the Methodist Training Center. Day four of Texans Training Camp currently in progress. They are, looks like they're doing punts right now. We've seen kickoffs, we've seen some offensive installs, so we've seen just about everything so far today on what is a warm Monday morning here at NRG Stadium.
Well, that would be the first passing thought. It kind of hit a little bit Saturday late in practice, because we've been enjoying some fantastic weather. I mean, just gorgeous.
That hurricane was great.
That hurricane. Well, a lot of people don't say that very often. But I guess in a weird way, it was for this squad anyway. But it hit a little bit Saturday. Today is brutal. I mean, let's just be honest. We had, like you said, when we came on air, it was a little bit of a respite with some cloud cover. Today is very, very hot, very, very humid. Dudes are just pouring into that cold room on the north end of one of the fields during the breaks. It got me thinking, and my passing thought was, like, everybody that comes to Houston asks about the heat and the humidity. Everyone. And we were talking, we've been talking with players last week and then this week, and they all wonder about it. I was talking to one player, I guess, Friday. And it was one of those speak too soon moments. He says, this is the best training camp I can remember, at least, you know, at the start of it. And I'm like, okay, we'll put a pin in that. Yeah. And it is here now. Another passing thought. And this is just, if you can put yourself in one of those uniforms as a player, every time I see Nick Caserio walk over to a position group and just kind of stand there, sometimes his hands on his knees, as he often does. I would be terrified if I were a player. Like, if Nick Caserio came over and just was, like, watching me. You're a pro. You've done it your whole life. You're here for a reason. You know what your situation is. But it's just intimidating when you see Nick Caserio come over and watch you do reps. It's got to be just really intimidating for these guys.
Well, this is the guy that basically kind of, in a sense, controls your future.
Your entire future.
If you're trying to make an NFL roster,
yeah,
you need to be able to impress the general manager of the team. Obviously, you have your position coach, and
yeah,
you have your coordinator, and you have your head coach. But at the end of the day, he has final say on the roster.
Yes.
So he's the one who brought you in, but at the same time, he's the one that kind of
can take you out.
Yeah.
and he never misses a practice. He's always out on the field, and he goes to position group by position group. And I'm just like, I was watching him do this, and I'm like, man, that is intimidating as hell. It's like somebody was standing over your shoulder as you're doing radio. You know, it's like, yeah, I know what I'm doing, but come on.
It doesn't help that he's probably in better shape than just about everybody else on the field. So that doesn't help. But no, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I remember when I was doing baseball broadcasting and there would be some higher up from the Rockies that would come sit in the booth with me. And all of a sudden, like, I'm terrified. Like, am I saying something here that's stupid? Like, this is not good. Like, every now and then, Scott Servais was working with the A's, or with the Angels. He was their player development director or something like that. And he would come sit in kind of what was an open booth back in Orem, Utah.
Yeah.
And he would sit next to me, and I'm like, I can't screw this up. I gotta be, like, smart here and, like, on everything.
So, it really is. All right, so, you know, we always talk about the guys that are going to be the camp crushes and impressed during preseason and all that. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Okay? So C.J. Stroud, when we were talking with Tank Dell about this, practices his handshakes with, you know, all these players, and he does it before every practice, and they do their own little personal handshake. I'm just saying. Saturday, he had a handshake with British Brooks. Like a very complicated, you know how they do all kinds of different stuff. And I'm like, huh. So British Brooks has made the cut for the handshakes, huh? I was like, okay. At least CJ has him on his side. So that was interesting. One other Camp Thought media related, our friend Sean Pendergast, his aversion to hats is fascinating and a little troubling. Have you noticed he's never done it, like, in all the years that he's been here?
It's not something that I've noticed, but yeah, now that you say it.
He never wears a hat, and he's bald.
Yes,
he goes,
it's not
well,
good.
He goes, well, I put a lot of sunblock on my head. Yeah, cool, but it's hot, and it's still the sun coming into beating down on your head. And I told him this. I said, your aversion to hats is fascinating and troubling, and he laughed, but that's it. All right. So
first of all, you're right. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Because the sun is just, like, beaming right down on your head. Like, sunscreen, it's not going to last all day. Sean, wear a hat.
Wear a hat. Take it from someone who is always out in the sun.
We're worried about you.
Wear a hat. We love you. Wear a hat. All right. So Cade Stover has been alternately impressive and then also maybe down on the depth chart. One thing about Cade Stover that is very interesting to me is he doesn't wear gloves. He put them on for about 15 minutes on Saturday, and then by the end of the practice didn't have his gloves on again. For the life of me, I don't know why any receiver or tight end would not wear gloves.
Trust your hands.
But it's slippery, it's wet, the gloves are tacky. I'm wondering, and he's not wearing them again today. I looked as we were walking over here. It's worth asking next time we see him, because it's better if you wear gloves.
Maybe some people just they like the way the ball feels in their hands better. I don't know. Yeah, it is. It's like guys who don't wear batting gloves, you know, to a certain degree.
I think they should wear gloves.
It is different, though, because, like, and it's noticeable. Because basically, what, probably 95% of receivers and tight ends will wear gloves, but he doesn't for whatever. I guess he just doesn't feel like the ball is connected to the glove. I don't know.
I guess. It's worth asking him.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Cal and Hannah McNair made an appearance for the first time today. How about that? Cal and Hannah, I'm guessing they were just out of town or something, but Cal and Hannah at practice. Janice McNair with her third straight practice. God, you got to give it up to that lady. She is so cool.
More than me.
And she's been to more practices than Adam Spillane. How about that? But Cal and Hannah. And Hannah with the H-Town blue skirt, just for good measure. How about that?
Yeah, and they were out in the field. They weren't like in the air conditioned tent. They were out there.
They were out and about. We mentioned this at the top. It's going to be something that you're going to hear D'Amico Ryan's asked about, I'm quite sure. Joe Mixon, second straight practice, third straight day, not being out on the field. Cam Akers was signed. Again, I'm not trying to inject any opinion here. I'm just telling you what has happened. He's missed Saturday. He missed today. They were off yesterday. And this morning we got news that Cam Akers was signed. I am fascinated. I don't know what to make of it, but we'll know a lot more as D'Amico Ryan's and offensive coaches talk.
And Cam Akers was out here working out, so he appears to be healthy.
Yeah, he was doing all the drills, everything.
He's wearing number 22, did not have a nameplate on his jersey, but again, he is healthy, and that's been the one big thing in his career, is that he just hasn't been able to stay on the field. He had the Achilles tear.
Twice.
I think he had the first one was when the Rams won the Super Bowl.
And he came in late.
Yeah, he came back for the Super Bowl. Now, he wasn't real effective, which I guess you're...
But he did play.
Yeah, coming back from an Achilles tear. But that obviously, if he's someone who can stay healthy and can get back to close to what he was before he got hurt, then that's somebody who can obviously help you. Now, the first thing that I thought of when they signed Cam Akers, because I didn't know about, you know, we didn't know that Mixon might have some sort of an issue really up until today. But I did wonder, is this kind of a signal to Damian Pierce that, hey,
yes, it could be that too.
Let's go.
It could absolutely be that as well. Another one here for you. And I think this is going to be one of those things we're going to kind of just keep an eye on as training camp moves on. I really feel like we're sleeping on Robert Woods. I really do. Remember in the offseason, we weren't even sure he was going to be on this team. Like when people were talking about like players who might, you know, they might move on from, Robert Woods was always mentioned. And he's pretty integral in at least what we've seen so far, the kickoffs. He's made some big plays here and there. Again, you know, they'll probably get into pads here in the next day or so. But I kind of feel like we're sleeping on Robert Woods.
He was a guy last year when camp started. What, he was probably the number two receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing there were some people that might have thought he was the number one just because he had done more in his career than Nico Collins had. And now all of a sudden you look out there and he's four, five maybe, which I think is a testament to how much better the receiver room has gotten over the last, you know, 12 months or
so. Yes, absolutely. And we'll dig into that as well with John Metchie. One more here for you. A guy that you know you really don't want to see very often, but is so important. The Texans are going to be just fine punting the ball. They are going to be just fine. Obviously, they moved on this past season. But Tommy Townsend, he's impossible to miss. He's got the long hair coming out of his helmet. Tall, thin dude. They did a lot of this on Saturday and a little bit just now. Absolutely booming punts. Obviously, former Chief. Has done some pretty good stuff there, but don't worry about punting as long as he stays healthy.
You know, the one thing that's interesting with some of the guys that they've signed, Tommy Townsend, you know, won a couple Super Bowls with the Chiefs. Azeez Al-Shaair, who will join us here in a couple of minutes, or whenever they come off the field, he was a part of some really good San Francisco teams.
Yeah.
Like, they added guys from outside the organization who have won a lot of games.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon has been to a Super Bowl. Stephon Diggs has been on deep playoff runs with the Bills here in the last few years, and even with Minnesota when he was still there. So they've gone out and they've added guys from other teams, but they've they've added guys from other teams who have won a lot. So they are used to winning. They have experience in big games. And I think that sort of thing matters.
Yeah. No, I think it absolutely matters. And that's what they want here. I mean, Al-Shaair is going to be integral in the middle of the defense because of that, because he knows how to run this defense at a high level.
And they also know how to maintain their bodies to get through, first of all, not just a 17-game season, but a 17-game season that that will also include 2, 3, maybe even 4 postseason games.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that. Like, you know, when you it's hard enough to condition yourself to play 17 games, but then to go that next month, that takes a whole lot out of your body. So to have guys that know how to do that, I think that's important. All right, coming up next on Sports Radio 610, we're going to switch gears because the Astros played a big series in Seattle over the weekend. They take 2 of 3 from the Mariners, and the team that was 10 games out of first place, a month ago, is now in first place. But you did see some flaws, especially yesterday, and we'll talk about those next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.